not accurate. We're being upheld or not being.
But I mean.
Okay, so we're going. So the Gemara's continuing with this idea of trefo kel. So the basic problem is it says if a trefa is a person who has a mortal wound. He's basically a dead man, halachically. Okay, so if he kills. So here's the problem, is that if he kills not in front of Bezin, so then you're going to have Edim who testify about him to kill him. But the problem is that Edim, Edus has to be Yachal Hazima, which means that Edim has to be subject to the same punishment that they're trying to get this guy. And this guy's already a dead man, so even if they get him killed, they're just killing a dead man. So, but they're not going to get, they, it wouldn't be fair to kill them if they're liars, because they weren't trying to kill, they're healthy people. So you couldn't kill them, but at the same time you can't let them go scot-free. There's just no way to accomplish kasha zama. Okay, so basically you can't have Edom against this guy. So if Edom testifies, so if he kills in front of Edom, then he's off the hook. There's no way to get him. But it's technicality, you can't get him. Okay, now, but if he kills in front of Bezdin, Tosus mentioned it has to be during the day. Bezdin sees it and Bezdin will just kill him. Okay, Bezdin will just kill him. So you'll say why? Why is Bezdin kill him? So on the surface you'd say, because he's Chayv Misa, he killed. Why not? I mean, you don't need Edom. There's no way this Bezdin sees themselves. They know. The Edom are to convey the knowledge to the minds of the Dayanim. But if the Dayanim see it, then they know it firsthand. Okay. But the Gemara says the reason why you kill him, if he kills in front of Bezdin, it says because the Pasuk says, and you should wipe out the evil from your midst. Because what does it have to do with it? I mean, say you kill him, this is Chayv Misa. You don't need a Pasuk because we have to make it. I mean, it's Chayv Misa. I mean, you say it by every mirror. Every time you guys Chayv Misa, say that. But that's not how you don't say that. You just say it's Chayv Misa, it's Chayv Misa. So what, that's the basic problem. Okay? And the Ram brings that Pasuk down also, or no? Yeah. He's Adam Shefesh Haragas and Nefesh Neharag. She Nehemar Ubiyata Haramikibacha. Okay, fine. Okay, and he explains the Hazama part. And he just says it. I mean, the Ram just brings it down. Right? There's nothing more enlightening for the Ram than the Gemara. Okay. I mean, it is interesting he brings it down, though. I mean, he's not just holding it. He doesn't bring down every limud. I mean, if it's just like stam, like a limud, why is he bringing it down? I mean, apparently he holds it like somehow integral to the halacha. Okay. So, that's a stam problem. Right? Oh, yeah. Ubiyat ha-ra, ubiyat ha-ra-ru, rotef, they saw that he killed. Okay, it's not clear exactly what's the point of that. Right? I mean, even though there's no Edom, I guess, they know that he's a murderer, so you can't have Edom, but so what? You know he's a murderer. Okay, fine. Okay, so that's a problem. That's essentially a problem where we're going to try to answer. So let's do it for the Gemara. I don't know exactly why. I don't know. Somehow I realized that this further the Gemara just helps out for this. And it's hard to... I mean, you could, in theory, just sit back and try to think right now. But it turns out there's another problem in the Gemara, which is clearly definitely related to this, and there's a Rambam, which is definitely related to this, and he even explains it a little bit. So it's relevant to... I don't know if you necessarily know that it would be a good idea to read further in the Gemara, though, because it's not right further, so you got to skip a little bit. But that's what I'm going to do. Okay? So the Gemara is the Amar Rabbah. It's, I don't know, like 10, 15 lines from the bottom. Okay, beginning of the line. Amar Rava, shor trefa shaharag chayav. So if a shor, an animal, is a trefa, okay, it's going to die, and it kills, chayav. What's chayav? I think the simple pshat, I guess, is that you, at the very least, is that you kill the animal. Okay, and you kill the animal, it's halacha, the shor niskal. Okay, if the shor kills the person, then you kill the shor. Okay. And I think that's just like that. But let's see, then it says, I mean, there's two halachas. You kill the animal and the ba and the owner. This one says, Shoyisa kel vegan ba alav yumas. It says, you stone the shor, and also the master will die. But it doesn't mean the master dies. Then the next part it says, in kofar, there's a phenomenon of kofar, that he could ransom his life. And the way he ransoms his life, he pays money. Okay? Maybe we should look at that pasuk actually. Okay, so this is important. I mean, we're going to be doing this. I mean, we're going to digress to this a little bit for the next few days. Anyway, so Gemara is about this. So it says, V'chi, this is in Mishpatim, Chaf Aleph, Chaf Chas. V'chi gach shor es isho, es isho meis. So if an animal gores a person and he dies, Sakol yisakel hashor, you stone the shor, v'lo yachal es besar, v'al hashor naki. Okay, and the owner is free. He's off the hook. Okay, it's talking about a tam. Okay, it's not a goring ashar. But if he's a gorer, became like a mu'ad and the master didn't guard it, and then he kills, it's a wild shar. So this shar is stoned, and also the master dies, should die. But if you, so to speak, place money on him, he redeems himself. He pays the kofar, like a pidyon asha, like a redemption for his soul. Okay, fine. So that's basic halacha. Okay, so if he's a shara naga, he's a muad, and then the halacha is that he says that you kill the animal. V'gamal v'imas Rashi says b'deishamayim. Means he, so the master will die b'deishamayim. And he says, you'll think maybe it means b'dei adam. He says, no, you don't kill b'dei adam for killing you, for your shark killing. You kill you, the mezon will kill you. But if your shark kills, you don't. But he has to pay kofar. Yeah, he has to pay kofar, which is like a ransom. He ransoms his soul through paying money.
I forgot.
Maybe to the relatives of the deceased. I can't remember.
Why would you pay the basin?
Well, why would you pay the basin? Well, the question is like, there's another question. It's whose money? How do you evaluate your ransom? So machlokas, is it your own value or the victim's value? So is the victim's value, it seems somehow like to do with damages. But if it's your own value, it's somehow like just like your basin should kill you and like you're ransoming yourself.
Yeah.
So then maybe you'd argue it goes to the basin. But I think anyways it goes to the relatives. Okay, so this is interesting. It's interesting. So again, it's all right. That happens. Okay, so the saying is, so now if the shor is a treifa, so he's chayev. Okay, the shor, so presumably chayev, maybe even they're both chayev. Could be both, right? I mean, who cares if the shor is a treifa? What's the difference? Right? Why is that relevant? You should have been guarding it. It's a wild shor, you should guard it. And you're gonna, whatever, it's the same halacha, should apply. Who cares? The shor shel adam treifa shaharag, and let's say the shor belongs to a person who is a treifa, and the shor kills. Potter. Okay, I think it's talking about the shor. The shor is potter. You don't kill the shor. Why? My time. Amar kra, hashor yisakel v'gam ba'alav yumas. So it's a comparison. It's a haggish. The shor should be killed, and also the master should be killed. Kol hechad de karinam be v'gam ba'alav yumas. In an instance where you would... where you would say that the master should die, Karina Be'ashar Yisakel. Then you say, also too, the Shor should be killed. But in an instance where you don't say that the master should be put to death, you don't say that the Shor should be put to death. Okay, so what does that mean? What does it mean? Because altogether, the master isn't really put to death. So that's your Rashi. It says the gambal of yumas kilomar kemisas habaylam kach misas hashar. It's like an analogy between the misa of the baal and the misa of the shar. Okay. Ulhamil sanami makshin alu the kivon the ilu katil mare shelo bebezdin lo mikdal api edim. Since if the master would kill, it doesn't mean the master being killed for his shar goring. It means the shar killed. And is comparing that to if the master would have killed. Okay? If the master would have killed, not in Beth, then he wouldn't be killed through Adam. Right? Like we said, right? If a Trefa kills, because the master is a Trefa. Trefa kills, he's not killed. So, Shoronami Lomikdal. Right? Right, so the Shor isn't killed. Rashi explains it all. Kivin di lo habalan Trefa de kavase lo have miktali. Right, if the master was a treifa, I skipped that. So thing is, since if the that's what I read so far. So since if the, so his argument is that since if the master, since the master is a treifa, and if the master kills, he's not chayiv misa because he's a treifa. So too, So two of the Shor kills, the Shor isn't killed, the Shor isn't Chayav Skila. Okay? Fine. What's the problem? Is there a problem here?
Well, the reason why he's putter is because of the Ian's own problem, but since intrinsically he would be Chayav.
Exactly. So what do you mean the master isn't killed? The master is killed. It just, you practically have a problem that how are you going to nail the master? Because you need Adam, and Adam won't work because of the technicality of Adam Shetel Halazima. But intrinsically, the guy that he kills, if he kills in front of Bezim, we kill him. So the master is Chayav Isa for killing. Why not? Right? It's like a technicality, it's a loophole or whatever. So, altogether, this whole thing is hard to understand. What's the comparison between the animal and the master? But whatever, that's a different problem. The problem here is, what do you mean the master is Chayav Isa? Rashi just kind of glosses it over. He says, because if the master kills not in front of Bezdin, he's not going to be killed with Edom. Yeah, okay, but in front of Bezdin proves that he really is Chayav Misa, and it's just because of a technicality. Okay, that's the problem. Okay, let's refer to the Gemara, anyways. Rashi Amar, Afilu Shor Trefa Nami Shaharag Pater. Even if the Shor is a Trefa. Okay, because so far we were talking about if the masters are a Trefa. Okay, so saying since the masters aren't killed, so therefore the Shor isn't killed. Rashi is saying, even if the Shor is a Trefa, then it's Bater. Why? He says, my time, Akiman Ilu Vailam Have Havu Patiri, Shonan Bater. He says, because since if the master was like the Shor, namely that it was a Trefa, so then the master would be Bater. So too, the Shor is Bater. Okay, Rashi. Kiman Ilu Vailam Trefa, the Kavasei, if the Vailam were a Trefa like him, Lave Mikdili. Shor trefa nami lo miktal. The whole misa is bailam hukash because it's compared to the misa of the baal. So since the shor is a trefa, so you compare the shor to the master. Since the shor is a trefa, if the master were a trefa, he wouldn't be killed. So do the shor, which is a trefa, isn't killed. Okay, whereas the Tanakhama, the first shita, holds no. It's only if the master is actually a trefa now. So the master is actually a trefa now, so since the master can't be killed, therefore the shor can't be killed. Okay, so we'll see. In time, we'll analyze this. Okay, we'll try to define the machlokas. But let's look at the Rambam. Okay, let's look at the Rambam. So the Rambam is in Nizkei Mamon, Perek Yod Halacha Zayin. Okay. It says, Shor Shehu Trefa, Shehara Gesa Nefesh. So if the Shor is a Trefa and it kills, or if the person is a trefa, okay, so he's going like a Rashi. Eino niskal, okay, he's not stoned. Why? Shenem v'gam ba'al of yumas, because it says and also the master should die. Kamisas habaylam, kafamisas hashor. There's a comparison between the death of the master and the death of the shor. V'kibun shabaylav kemes heim chashuvim, since the master is considered like a mace. The Einan Srichan Misa, and he doesn't need Misa. Or is that Pater? Just so too, the Shor is Pater. Okay? So, since the Bailin are Kimeis Heim Chasha, like considered a dead man because he's Trefa, the Einan Srichan Misa, and they don't need Misa, or is that Pater? Okay? So he's explaining a little bit, right? Explaining why is it that the Baal doesn't get killed if he's a trefa? I mean, it's funny. I mean, by us, he doesn't really explain that much, but here he does explain. So the reason why a trefa kills doesn't get killed, is because he's kemes and he doesn't need misa. Okay, what's the problem?
It's a funny expression.
Funny expression, okay, but a bigger problem than that.
We do say he is Chayav Misa, right. Except for the
Rambam. Right. Sure, he is killed. He's that's in front of Bezdin, he is killed. Right? So it's not true. I mean, he's a Mason, he doesn't need Misa. Yeah, if he kills in front of Adam, he's not killed because Adam Shetel Halazima. But if he kills in front of the Bezdin, he is killed. Ain't Shri Chamisa? Really? So why do we kill him? We do kill him. So it's just not true. Right? That's what the Ravid. It's not exactly what the Ravid's getting at, but he's dealing with it certainly. The Ravid says, "I'm Avram. The imifnei bezdin harag, neharag mishum biyat hara." He says, "If he kills in front of bezdin, then he would be killed." It's not clear if he's asking what we're asking, or if he means if the shor is kills in front of the Bezdin. Like, just like the master, if he kills in front of the Bezdin, he's chayev. So too, if the shor kills in front of the Bezdin, he should be chayev. Like, he could argue that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to create the equation. You know?
Yeah, but does the whole thing of Biartara Good question.
If you could just carry over. I mean, we're not ready for that, you know. But whether the Rav is asking that or not, I mean, that's certainly a question. Is that it's like the Ram? Why is the Ram mentioning this at all? Or, you know, maybe the Rav isn't either. But I mean, isn't this relevant? It's not true. I mean, you kill the master. You do kill the master if he kills in front of the Bezdin, right? He says he's a kemes v'intri chamisa, right? So this is kind of important, right? I don't know exactly how you'd find this, but it seems pretty important, right? And the Rambam is kind of going from our Gemara, right? Because our Gemara is also kind of saying that. Right? Saying is Kamisa Banakal Kamisa Shor, just like the Baal doesn't get killed, he's a Trefa, so to the Shor. So right? So Rashi says, oh, the Baal doesn't get killed if he does it in front of Edom. So I mean, the Rambam is explaining a little bit more, but it's really in the Gemara. So now the Rambam's not making this up. I mean, it's really the Gemara, right? Because the Gemara is comparing the Misa of the Baal and Misa of the Shor. So why not just say, yeah, the Baal is Chayv Misa if he kills in front of a Bezdin, and the Shor is Chayv Misa. Right? Should be straight. Baal is intrinsically Chayv Misa, but it's no. This thing is no, the Baal is Potter and he's Potter. Right? Okay. So I think that's what we should try to explain this main problem. I mean, there are a lot of points here, right? A lot of points here, but maybe for now we should try to deal with this. The one problem, what's the deal? I mean, it's somehow related to Biartara v'Yirecha. I don't get that kind of sense that it's something like that.
Which problem are you referring to, this one?
Right, well, there's two problems, but I think they're related. I mean, the first problem is why is the Ram saying that he's killed? Or why does Gemara say you're killed because we have to make Yirecha? Just say you're killed because you have Misa. Right? That's one problem. And the second problem is, why is this Gemara saying that the Baal is basically Spatar? Right? He's only Spatar if he kills in front of an aid, because he's the Shetach HaLazimah. But if he kills in front of Bezdin, then he's Chayev. So why is the Gemara saying, what do you mean he's Potter? He's not Potter. And the Rambam also, the Rambam is saying, because he's not Potter, because he's a mace. Therefore he doesn't need Misa. Yeah, that was something said, it's funny, Lashon. Gemara said, ain't Shricha Misa. What does it mean, ain't Shricha Misa? He doesn't need it. No one needs Misa. Yeah. Right, what does it mean? So why are these questions related? Exactly, it was like how Gemara is saying, is that that it's if you look at it, that the guy is Chayav Misa, the reason why he's Chayav Misa is because he's Chayav Misa. Because Bezdin sees him killing, so he's Chayav Misa, straight. So then it would be crazy to say the Baal's not Chayav Misa. Like, let's say you'd say, look at it straight. The Baal's Chayav Misa because he's Chayav Misa, he killed. I ate him, ate the Shech HaLazima. Different problem. Right? So then the question is, then what are you saying over here? The Baal's Potter. The Baal's not Potter. The Baal's Chayav Misa, like any other person's Chayav Misa. What does that have anything to do with? Chazimah is a technicality. But once you see the Baal, the Gemara is not saying the Baal is Chayav Misa straight. He's Chayav Misa because of this funny Ubiyatara Mikarecha, something else going on, right? So, but it kind of implies that intrinsically he's not Chayav Misa, right? There's something else. Ubiyatara Mikarecha implies, if you just have that question, what do you say Ubiyatara Mikarecha? Apparently he's not. He's not the chayav normal misa. He's chayav biyatar mikvecha misa, whatever that means. Oh, but regular misa, he's not chayav. Oh, so then what this gemara is saying is that the baal is potter, means he's potter from the regular misa, and biyatar mikvecha is not relevant here for some reason. You know what I mean? Like it just points in that direction. I mean, we have to give svaras or fill the stuff in. What I'm saying is like, how could the Ram say he's not chayav misa? Right, how can the Gemara say he's not Chayav Misa? Because he isn't really Chayav Misa. He's Chayav Biyatar Mikarecha Misa. Right, something like that. I'm just saying, just from the facts, it kind of points to you in that direction. I mean, you have to give a svar here. But that's why I think they're not just factually related. It supports, they both point to the fact that this Misa is not a real, regular Chayav Misa. That's the same. They're both pointing to that fact. And now it's a fact that you have to explain. I want to know what's the svara of why he's not chayav the regular. I mean, I think that's a good step. It sounds practically, just from the questions, sounds that the first step is that he's not chayav regular misa. He's chayav this other misa, the other yirecha. So there's two questions. Why is he not chayav regular mizah? And what is this other mizah? Right? And those are the two things we're going to have to answer. Right? If we do that, then we're good. Right? I mean, then we have to show why by the shor we care about regular and not, you know. That kind of makes sense. So if you want to know why is he not chayav the regular mizah, so what's your clue?
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm saying the Rambam says.
Does it mean it?
There's a Rambam. Right, the Rambam. The clue is the Rambam. The Rambam tells you. I mean, if you didn't have the Rambam, you'd have to make something up. You know, and you could try. I mean, I don't know if there's that many options. But, I mean, the Rambam says. He explains it to you. So that's what's good. I mean, whenever you have a... In general, it's a good idea. I mean, so it's good to look around a little bit. But, I mean, certain times you have problems and methodology leads to certain steps and then you have a question. It's always good to fill in your steps or to be defining a Rishon as opposed to coming up with an answer on your own. You're not always fortunate to have that. But when you are, you know, then you don't have to come up with anything. Your Rambam did it. You just have to figure out what he said. So he's addressing that, right? Isn't that, I mean, he's not trying to address it here. It's not backhanded. But he says, why? He says, Kivin Shabayla Kameseim Chashuvim Bein Atzrichim Misa. So obviously what he's talking about, we kill him. That's the other kind of Misa, right? That's the V'yatar Megevecha Misa. But the regular Misa, he's saying, Kameseim Chashuvim, he's considered like a dead man, Bein Atzrichim Misa. And he doesn't need to be killed. Right? I mean, that is what he's addressing, and we have to define it and figure out what he's saying. Right? But he is addressing, that's exactly what he's addressing. Right? So let's try to define it. Okay, so let me put this all together. I mean, I think you're all saying good. Comes together, but so the idea is that in Bezdin, the Chi of Misa. So you take the Chi of Misa, presumes that you have a guy who's a Chai, and he's Chayev to become a Mace. Right? That's the Onesh. Right? That's Onesh. The Onesh is if you do a sin, then you're going to lose your life. So it doesn't mean halachically. It means that you're a Chai and you're going to become a Mace. Right? You don't deserve to live. You don't deserve your Chayim. And therefore, you have a Chi of Misa. Chai of Misa means that Bez is going to make you a Mace. He's going to kill you. But if you are a mace, so you're basically dead. I mean, halachically, you're dead. You're on your way out. So the Bezin doesn't need to kill you. Like, the idea is the Bezin needs to kill you means that you're a chai. And justice is that you become a mace. You don't deserve to live. That's the idea. It's like the Bezin has to rectify this problem, that you're alive and there's a system of justice and onesh, and you become, when you're a sinner, you don't, Bezin has to kill you. And so far as you did this chayit, it brings upon a chi of Misa. So you're a guy with a chi of Misa, but yet you're alive. So Bezin has to realize you're a chi of Misa. But if that's Bezin has to act, because you did the sin is a chi of Misa. And you're a chai, so Bezin has to make you a mace. Okay, but if you're already a mace, so then you don't need to do it. What does Bezin need to do? The guy's a mace. So it's not like the onesh is that you can't have a guy who's a chai. If you do this late, then you have to get killed, you have to become a mace. But here, the guy's already a mace. So he'll die, because he's going to die. He did this sin, he's going to die. He's lying anyways. So what does Bezin have to act for? So he's already, the whole idea of the Mises Bezin is taking a guy who's a chal shame of a chai and rendering him a mace. But here, he's already a mace. Right? So it's the saying is that so why would you kill the guy? Right? And that's what the Gemara is saying, is that you really think we wouldn't kill him. But comes along Biyatar Mikabatha. Which means that there's two things in the din, in Bezin's Onash. One thing is like the guy has a shame of a chi of Misa. So to speak, you call it like justice. He did a chait, the chait is a chait of Misa. Terrible chayit of Misa, and therefore Bezin has to enact the justice and carry out his chayit of Misa. Take away his chayim, render him a mace. That you don't have here. That's like, so to speak, between him and Bezin. Bezin has to remove him, he's a chayit of Misa. Bezin's job is to carry that out. Right? But then there's another idea in the chayit of Misa, in Onshin, which is like called like a tikkun of the klal. Okay, it's like Klal Yisrael is so far as there are murderers in the society, So then there's Rav Mikarenu. So that's a Begam and Klal Yisrael. I mean, practically speaking here, because there's a murderer, he's going to kill people. But I mean, it could be anything. It could be, in general. A lot of times, you have the general. Where's the pasuk anyways? Is it talking about by murder anyways? I don't even know. Where's that pasuk? So the base, but the other one is by Novi Shaker. Right? But he's a stumbling block. Right? He's Ra, and he's going to get people to follow him, right? So it's very bad. But it's a theme in the Torah, but the idea is that in Chiv Miso, it's not just an idea that the guy... I mean, there's two things in Chiv Miso. First of all, it has to be just. You can't just kill someone who's not just and they deserve that they're in Chiv Miso. What they do, is it fair? And so there's always justice. There's justice involved. But there's also an idea of Biata Ramekir Becha, which means that Bezdin is Mitzuvah to be Shomrim on the society of Klal Yisrael and to make sure that the society is operating properly. So a killer amongst our midst is a Ra. I mean, he's a killer. He's going to murder people, kill people. He'll affect people, influence people, whatever it is. So it's saying is, and in general, so there's two things in Misa. Both of those things, in general, they come together. Right? A normal guy kills. So we kill him. There's two things. First of all, we're carrying out his Chi of Misa. It's like justice, you'd say. So you carry his Chi of Misa. But secondly, you're removing a Takala, removing a Ra from Klal Yisrael. They coexist. But here, you have it where you only have one of them. Right? And the Chiddush of this Gemara is that the Biyata Homi Kerecha alone could generate a Chi of Misa. Okay, even though in terms of the Chi of Misa, see, in Biyata Homi Kerecha, it doesn't go by his technical Chaloshem of a Mesa or technical Chaloshem of a Chai. See, in terms of justice, you'll say, well, you have to render him, he can't be a Chai, he has to be a Mesa. But in terms of the effect on society, who really cares what his halachic status is? So halachic status is irrelevant. The point is he's going to affect people. So the saying is that effect on people alone is enough to be the cause Bezdin to act. Bezdin has to act if he's there for that. Even if the framework of the justice doesn't demand that they act. But the framework of Yatar HaMikrebecha is going to demand that they act. And so there's another framework of Misa. I mean, of course, it's not an injustice in the other thing. It's not like the guy doesn't deserve Misa, but it's just that he doesn't need Misa because he already has a mace, so there's no need to carry it out. So it's not really like a Chi of Misa, though. It's not like a Chi of Misa on the Gavra, like the Gavra is a Chi of Misa, because he's already a mace. But he's more like a Chafza of perfecting Klal Yisrael, cleaning out Klal Yisrael. He's like a stumbler, he's like a negative force in Klal Yisrael. And as a Gavra, he's a mace already anyway, so who really cares? I mean, you're not really doing it. What are they doing? They're just quickening up the thing. But he's halachically, he's a mace, and he's a mace. But in terms of the Am, he's basically like he's a Ra. That's all he is, he's Ra. And then Yatra Mikrebecha. And that's a Chiddush of Gemara, that you can do that. There's such a mace like that. You can do that, you know. You already knew that that's a secondary component of a regular Chi of Misa. That's a function of a Chi of Misa. When you kill an evil guy, there's Chai of Misa, so then it also functions about the Ramayi. But this is teaching you is that that alone could be a Chai of Misa. Another question is, fine, but let's say a Trefa kills, and the witnesses see him. He's seen by witnesses. So witnesses come to Bezdin and say, hey, this Trefa killed. So, forgetting the Eidus Yechazim, a problem. Okay, so Bezdin will say, well, I'm kind of painting a picture here, but Bezdin will say, yeah, but he's already a mace, what do you want us to do? But they'll say, what do you mean? But he's a killer. We got to get rid of him from society. We have to make a Becha. So they say, oh yeah, that's a good point. So it's true, we should kill him. Who cares whether the Bezdin sees him with their eyes or Eidim tell Bezdin. Either way, Bezdin knows the guy's a killer. We have to make a Becha. So it says, no, but the problem is the Zomim, that it was simply the Eidim don't have any, I think the idea is the Eidim don't have any Ne'amanas. So we believe Eidim because they're falsifiable. So the second they're not falsifiable because they can't be punished, so then basically Bezdin doesn't know that he killed. So it's very nice, we have to make a Becha, but how's Bezdin supposed to know that he's Ra? Bezdin sees it himself. That's what it's Rosh saying, Bezdin, they wrote, they know he's Ra. They saw it. But Eidim, why are we trusting Eidim? The only trustworthy, the whole trustworthiness of Eidim comes from the fact that there's Kasha Zama. But if there's no kasha zamon, then there's no, it's not a fact in the eyes of the bezin. So it still has to be verified before the bezin that he's ra. So you still need a gada, you know. You still need edos. The thing is, edos won't work because edos shel chalzima. Right? So now, and this is where we have to pick up on next time, I guess. But apparently, in terms of what's going on in this by the shore, it's saying is that kamisa b'ana kafamisa l'shar. Is saying is that just like the Baal doesn't have a chiy of misa, so does the shore doesn't have a chiy of misa. I'll say, yeah, but did we kill the Baal? Well, that's not a chiy of misa. For whatever reason, I mean, that's what you have to explain. But that, I mean, maybe that's what the Ravid involves, but the way the Rambam's argument is that factor, the Yatar Mikir Becha, is not relevant in this discussion. In the discussion of the chi of Misa on the Shar and the chi of Misa on the Baal, what's relevant is the intrinsic chi of Misa. And in terms of intrinsic chi of Misa, the Baal's father. And that's like Rashi says, that's where you see it from the case of Edom. As you see it from the case of Edom. I mean, it's the Rambam is good. Is that why is the Baal pater? If I, you know, the Baal is pater because you see his kameis in Tzricha Misa. But Rashi says that you see the Baal, if he kills, then he'd be pater if he kills not in front of Asdan, right through Edom. Yeah, but that's not really the proof that he's pater. I mean, he's pater there just because of Edish Yachalazimah, not because of anything more than that. You know, so it's funny that Rashi makes reference that the Baal is pater in that case. I mean, that case doesn't really prove anything. That's just because of technicality. Now, that's a good question. That's a little bit of a question. But either way, I mean, let's leave that, leaving that alone. I mean, the problem's according to everybody. I mean, I think what we have to do now, we're not really ready to explain this thing yet because we don't know anything about this idea of Kamis Labayim and Kachmis Hashar and the whole, you know? So I think we have to now take our Gemara and figure out what's the whole idea of Kamis Labayim and Kachmis Hashar. What's going on there? Right? What's this halacha? I mean, altogether, it doesn't make sense. I mean, the shor killed. So the shor should be chayav misa. Right? The shor is an eskal. Who cares that the baal wouldn't be killed? Right? Why is that relevant? The baal is the baal. Two separate things. The baal is getting killed because he didn't watch his shor. The shor is being killed because he's a shor and he just killed a person. So what's the... Why? What does that one have anything to do with the other? What's the sense of the whole thing? And it just sounds contrived. Well, if the Baal killed, the Baal killed. The Baal didn't kill. The Baal is just the guy who's not watching his show. What does it mean? If the Baal killed, he's a traitor, he wouldn't be killed. What the whole thing sounds like, you know? So I think we have to work our way. It sounds like this is going to be relevant for sure. That what's in this sugya, what matters is the Chiyav Misa of the Baal. Right? The Chiyav Misa of the Baal, not the Be'at Ram Yigracha. That's not really relevant. But okay, fine. But now we still have to learn the sugya.